This is Akashvani, the news read by Aparajita Nair. India and Guyana have signed 10 agreements to enhance cooperation in several areas, including health, hydrocarbons, agriculture and allied sectors. The Memorandum of Understandings was signed on cooperation in the field of medical products, Jan Aushadhi Scheme, Cultural Exchange Program, deployment of UPI-like system in Guyana, and cooperation and collaboration in field of broadcasting between Prasar Bharati and National Communications Network, Guyana. Besides, MOU was also signed between National Defence Institute, Guyana, and Rashtriya Raksha University, Gujarat. The agreements were signed between the two countries following the delegation-level talks between Prime Minister Narendra Modi and President of Guyana, Dr. Muhammad Irfan Ali, at Georgetown yesterday. In a joint statement, Prime Minister Narendra Modi said that India and Guyana agree that dialogue and diplomacy should be used to resolve all issues. Prime Minister Modi said, "The close cooperation in the field of defence between the two nations is a symbol of deep mutual trust." He informed that last year, India had supplied 2 Dornier aircraft to Guyana. Mr. Modi highlighted that India is an important source of pharmaceutical products for Guyana, and India will also work on setting up Jan Aushadhi Kendras in that country. Prime Minister Modi noted that Guyana is associated with various initiatives taken by India, such as the International Solar Alliance, the Coalition for Disaster Resilient Infrastructure, and the Global Biofuel Alliance. During his visit, Prime Minister Modi participated in the second CARICOM India Summit in Georgetown. Prime Minister Modi has said that India has stood with the CARICOM member countries and moved forward like a trustworthy partner, whether it is COVID or natural disasters, capacity building or development issues. He was speaking at India CARICOM Summit in Georgetown, Guyana. Mr. Modi said, "This summit is being held after 5 years, and in these 5 years, the world has seen several changes and the mankind had to face some huge hardships." He said it has severely affected the nations of Global South. The Commonwealth of Dominica today bestowed its highest national honour, the Dominica Award of Honour, upon Prime Minister Narendra Modi. President of Dominica, Sylvanie Burton, conferred the award in recognition of Prime Minister Modi's contributions to Dominica during the COVID-19 pandemic and his dedication to strengthening the partnership between the two countries. Mr. Modi said he is honoured to be conferred with highest national award by Dominica. He dedicated it to the 140 crore people of India. The Prime Minister said, "This honour is not only his but of 140 crore people of India, their efforts, their values and their tradition." He said, "India and Dominica are 2 democracies and together are role models of women's empowerment for the world." Mr. Modi said, "It is a matter of deep satisfaction that India was able to help the people of Dominica during a pandemic like COVID-19. The Election Commission has said that the polling for the assembly elections in Maharashtra and Jharkhand yesterday concluded peacefully. Maharashtra has recorded 65.02% polling and Jharkhand recorded 68.45% voting. The turnout has surpassed the record of 2019 elections in both the states. Kolhapur district in Maharashtra has recorded highest 76.25% voting in this state. Jamtara district in Jharkhand recorded highest 77.29% voting. The polling for all 288 assembly constituencies in Maharashtra was held in a single phase today, while the polling was held for the second phase of 38 assembly constituencies of Jharkhand. The poll body said the bipolls in 15 assembly constituencies and 1 parliamentary constituency were also held yesterday. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh yesterday held bilateral meetings with his counterparts from China, Laos and Malaysia in Vientiane on the sidelines of the 11th ASEAN Defence Ministers Meeting Plus. Mr. Singh is on a 3-day visit to Laos to attend his meeting and address the forum on regional and international security issues. And that is the end of this news bulletin.